For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. After 30 years with NPR and almost 25 years as host of Morning Edition, Bob Edwards had a parting of the ways with NPR and since 2004 has been producing The Bob Edwards Show for Sirius XM Radio. He's written a new book looking back on his life and career, and he joins us now to talk about it. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, your book is called A Voice in the Box, My Life in Radio. And that's exactly what you wanted to be ever since you were a kid, a voice in the box.
We had a big Zenith radio from 1939. It was the first thing my parents bought when they got married. So it's a huge thing. It's in my living room today. But yeah, as a little kid, I kept going up to that box and wanting to be one of the voices inside of there.
Now, your book, reading your book, it really doesn't strike me as an autobiography summing up a life and career with you on satellite radio now. It's almost more of a mid-career checkpoint.
Well, yeah, you're very kind to say. Yes, all those years I have ahead of me. Absolutely. I'm glad you noticed that.
Yeah. You sum up the irony of your career, you know, starting at the very beginnings of NPR in just its third year and helping it grow. And now with Sirius XM Radio at the very beginning of its life. Was it the same lures that made you want to be part of both the newness, the potential of it?
No, it was a happy accident. It was a nice opportunity that was handed me when the CEO of XM, it was just XM at that point, took advantage of all the adversity in my life at the time and made me an offer. And I thought, yeah, here's something else that's new and I can be part of that. It's so exciting to join an organization when it's very young and finding its way and being a part of helping it become something. You know? And I got to do that twice now.
Yeah, and you still have kind of free rein to do long form pieces and your interview show. It must be pretty much similar to what you were doing at NPR in the early days.
Well, I can just write my own ticket here, and I'm not a slave to the news. You know, the job on Morning Edition, that's a tough job. That is a really hard job, and you're updating all morning because the program keeps going on in other time zones. And you have to follow the news. You can't take a day off, or at least someone has to fill in for you when you do. Here, I can pre-record long-form interviews and go take a vacation. You know? It's a much easier gig.
You write in your book that you're still not sure why you were, in your word, fired from NPR, but you devote a lot in the book to that time in your career.
Yeah, I mean, we were the number one program in all of public radio. Of course, it still is. What was I doing wrong? It wasn't that they told me I was doing anything wrong. So, you know, radio is a matter of taste, and one day they decide they want to hear somebody else, and so they make a change. And I think that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. It seems like not just because you were born here, but it seems you have a real affinity for Kentucky.
Absolutely. I don't think there are five notable people in the state I have not put on the air here.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's great talking to you. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Southern Kentucky Book Fest, and look forward to seeing you and hear what you got to say.
It'll be nice to be back in the Commonwealth. I look forward to it.
Great. Bob Edwards will be reading from his book and answering questions at the Book Fest tomorrow morning. That'll be at 9 a.m. at the Nicely Center in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.